This is Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Elizabeth Harrison. Providence State Representative Joseph Almeida has been arraigned on a charge of taking more than $6,000 in campaign funds for illegal personal use. He becomes just the latest Rhode Island politician accused of wrongdoing. Here with more details, I'm joined by Rhode Island Public Radio's political analyst Scott McKay.
Hello, Elizabeth.
So, Scott, let's start with the basics. What exactly is Almeida accused of doing wrong?
In political terms, this is known as conversion, converting campaign funds to your own private or personal use, and that's illegal.
How did the authorities get the tip-off to look into Almeida's campaign accounting?
Well, it's not clear, but according to the police, he made it pretty easy for them by leaving a paper trail in his campaign fund of converting money to cash, taking money out without saying where it was going. And so the Board of Elections, not known as people who were overly aggressive in the past on this stuff, called him in and asked for explanations. And according to them, he twice did not show up to defend himself. So I guess they kicked this up to the state police white collar unit. They went in, took a look at it, and they've arrested him.
So what they found was that Almeida was using money. He was writing checks to cash, taking the money, and he had no receipts to account for what he had done with it and whether this was just lawful campaign spending or he was using the money for some other unlawful purpose.
That's correct.
Now, you say there are legal ways for politicians to use campaign funds.
Yeah, sure. If you're hungry and you're a legislator tonight, you can dip into your campaign funds by taking someone out to dinner, making sure you get a receipt, charging it to your campaign, and saying it was for fundraising purposes. And no one ever questioned that. I mean, House Speaker Nick Mattiello himself does this often. There are thousands of dollars he spends at such high-toned Providence restaurants as the Capitol Grill and Capriccio's, and he simply says that this is part of the cost of raising money.
Are there other lawful ways that politicians can use campaign funds for things other than just actually being on the campaign trail, printing up flyers, paying for your staff?
Well, you have a lot of gray areas in fundraising. This can include, let's say you had a fundraiser and you have a caterer. You can spend all the money you want on catering and things like that. But otherwise, this is supposed to be used for a legitimate campaign purposes, including paying a consultant, mailers, printing bumper stickers, having a radio or television ad, or the folks who, you know, go out and work the streets for you and go door to door with you. It's fine to pay those people.
So, Scott, what's your sense here? Was this just sloppy accounting or is there real wrongdoing here?
Well, at the very least, it looks like sloppy accounting. Now, we only have the police side of this. We do not have Mr. Almeida's side of this. He's hired a lawyer, Terry Livingston, and I assume that you're going to see them come out with some kind of a defense.
There's a certain irony here, Scott, in that Joseph Almeida is a former policeman. What else can you tell us about his background and the constituents he represents?
He represents a relatively poor working class district on the south side of Providence. He is a genial fellow that people genuinely like. Again, a former police officer. He was one of the people who supported and pushed the Driving While Black legislation that called for a big study on racial profiling by Rhode Island police departments. He was a co-founder of the Rhode Island Minority Police Association and a sponsor of the constitutional amendment that restored voting rights to those on parole and probation for a felony. He's been very active in the Martin Luther King Commission and annual celebration. He's been a voice for minorities, for fair housing. He's a father of five adult children. And again, used to own a tavern in South Providence, is a very well-liked guy in his neighborhood and, frankly, at the State House.
Joseph Almeida was a former state rep who lost his seat, then won it back from former state representative Leo Medina, who last year was convicted himself for misappropriating campaign funds. Of course, we don't yet know whether Almeida is guilty of this charge, but is there a larger issue here at the State House?
Yes, for years and years, a lot of lawmakers have winked at these things. A lot of them also have winked at things like how accurate their filing was for their financial filings with the State Ethics Commission. And I think perhaps this would be a sign for a lot of these folks to be a little bit more careful.
Scott McKay, how did House Speaker Nicholas Mattiello respond to the charge against Almeida?
Well, Mattiello said what you'd expect him to say. He said he was very disappointed to learn of the representative's arrest. He said he hadn't spoken with him. He did say that he accepted Almeida's resignation from his position as the deputy minority whip in the House, which, frankly, is somewhat of a ceremonial position. However, it did say that Almeida was part of the Democratic leadership team, and he stepped down from that position.
Now, Scott, former state representative and former House Speaker Gordon Fox remains under state and federal investigation. We still do not know why. Can you give us any update there?
Well, you know, it's been almost a year last March since the state police and federal agents raided both House Speaker Fox's state house office up there on the third floor, his ornate office, and his law office and his home on Providence's east side. As of yet, there have been no indictments. We do know that he's hired a high-profile criminal lawyer, Bill Murphy, the former House Speaker. And so we haven't heard yet, but it appears that Fox is still being looked at.
Rhode Island Public Radio political analyst Scott McKay, thanks for your insights today.
Thank you, Elizabeth.